Hello, beautiful souls. So this review is from Christina, and it was sent in a personal message, and it is in regards to the vulnerability and self-care episodes. First off, Gilmore Girls, all the way. I related to both episodes. I love that you put yourself out there with the vulnerability episode, especially doing it on your own, embracing the journey as you gain experience podcasting and navigating how much you want to share. It's beautiful to see people try and have grace for themselves along the way. And the self-care episode, as someone who has experienced depression and anxiety and used to get caught in a lot of people-pleasing patterns to the point of exhaustion, definitely resonated. So thank you so much, Christina. I really appreciate your feedback. And to everyone else, keep those reviews and Q&A answers and private messages coming. I love seeing what you guys have to say, what your favorite episodes are, and why they mean so much to you. And I really appreciate it so much. So thank you. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Beautiful Legacy Podcast. I am your host, Abigail Gagnon, and I just wanted to speak a little bit on some of the stuff that I deal with chronic health-wise. I know that there are multiple spoony life parts, but one of the things that I don't think that I've ever really mentioned or talked about that I just learned was not necessarily associated with brain fog, but it's something different, and I probably should have looked up the name before I hopped on recording, and unfortunately I can't leave the recording and, you know, go Google it, but I'm pretty sure it's called aphasia. And I have been dealing with this for a while with my migraines, but like I said, I always was just like, oh, well, I've got brain fog and it's hard for me to think. So for those that don't know what it is, and like I said, I may be saying the word incorrectly or the name of it incorrectly, but essentially it either makes it so that you can't speak at all, or you can speak, but what you're saying isn't making full sense, or it's really hard for you to think of the words. And then it also can affect what you're hearing. So either you're hearing things that you're just not comprehending, or for me, sometimes it will almost sound like it's a completely different language. Not like, I know that people are speaking English. For example, there was, we were watching a movie last night, the Logan movie, which for those that don't know what that is, it's one of the X-Men movies. Anyways, and so there was at one point where it literally took context clues for me to figure out what this guy was talking about, because the words that he was saying, literally, I felt like I was concentrating so hard to figure out what he was saying. And it's very weird. And while even though I'm used to it, I feel like every time it happens, I'm just like, this doesn't make sense. Like, what's wrong with me? And in looking up about this, apparently it's often attributed to, like, or it can be attributed to people that have like Alzheimer's or dementia. And that's why sometimes they have a hard time with speaking or putting together thoughts and words. And so if whenever you've heard me say like, hey, I'm really struggling to speak today or whatever on this podcast, like, that is what I'm referring to. There are times where I literally feel like I have to concentrate so hard in order to formulate a sentence. And even then it doesn't make sense. Like, there are times where my husband will be like, can you repeat that? Because I'm not understanding what you're saying. And in my head, I think that I'm making sense. And I think the words that I'm saying are making sense. And it can be very frustrating. And so if anyone else deals with this, I'm sure it's not just people that deal with migraines. But like I said, I was doing some like looking into it because I was wondering whether or not it was just a me thing, which I'm assuming it wasn't. But anyways, and another thing that I probably have talked about before, but I may not have, is with my chronic health stuff, it can be really hard for someone that struggles with resting to rest. And I just got my migraine shots, which is partly why I do my recording in batches. For those that have been listening to the podcast, you know that I have the little disclaimer at the beginning of episodes on my shot months, and I don't often record during them, but here I am. And but one of the things too that's hard is my husband works and he brings in the money, and it works for us. And I know not everyone has the ability to be able to do that. Even fellow spoonies, some of you have to work because either you don't have somebody that can work and bring in the money in your home, or you just can't afford it even so. And so I know that that's not always the case for everybody, but in our case, luckily I do not have to push myself to the breaking point all the time with working because he's able to do it. But when life gets expensive or things come up, I always struggle with feeling guilty and feeling like it's my fault that we're needing to, even if it has nothing to do with my health, because I often will then go down the rabbit hole of, well, if my shots weren't so expensive, or if I didn't have to see specialists, or if I didn't have to do this or that, then we would have that extra money. And my husband said something to me a couple of weeks ago, because he had to go to the doctors for some things. And he said, he doesn't typically go to the doctors, but he asked me whether or not I thought or blamed him for needing to go to the doctor or needing to do certain things, and whether I was thinking like, oh, you did this on purpose, so now we'll have like financial issues. And I said, no, of course not. That's so silly. And he's asked me, then why do I do that to myself? And so I just want to remind you that if you either can't work full time or you can't work at all due to your chronic health issues, I want to encourage you to kind of try to see it from that perspective. Like if it was anybody else, and I know sometimes it's so much easier to give great advice or to say certain things to other people, but not apply it to yourself. And I'm guilty of doing that too, where I'll be like, I know this is true. I know that stressing out about, you know, how much we owe for taxes is not going to change the amount of money that we owe for taxes, or changing, like stressing out about how much we have to pay for my shots is not going to change the amount that we have to pay for my shots. Whatever it may be, it's not going to change the outcome. It's just going to make me sicker because I'm stressed. And it's also just not going to fix anything. And I'm not saying that science is so easy, like it's just as easy as knowing that to turn the anxiety or the spiraling thoughts off. But I just want to encourage you that one, you're not alone. And two, like I said, try to see it from the perspective of, hey, if this was my kid, this was my husband, this was, you know, my roommate or whatever it is that was struggling in this way, would I blame them or think that they're doing it on purpose so that they wouldn't have to work, or they're doing it on purpose so we have to pay these extra bills? And, you know, obviously I'm sure there are some people, hopefully it's not many people, but I'm sure there are some people that may have those thoughts sometimes, but I would hope that the majority of people would not have those thoughts towards other people. And so if you're not going to have those thoughts towards other people, then why are you thinking of that about yourself? Like, why are we our own worst critic? Why are we meaner to ourselves than we are to anyone else? And also, for those that may know people that are chronically ill or are married to someone who's chronically ill, I just want to remind you to have patience with them and realize that you probably don't know half of what they deal with, because oftentimes, at least from my experience and from people that I know that also deal with chronic health issues, like we constantly are pushing ourselves to the limit. And just because our limit looks different than somebody else's doesn't mean that we're still not pushing ourselves. Like we all carry a backpack, and just because our backpack weighs more, so it's harder for us to do things with ease that someone else did, or it may take more energy, or we may need to take more breaks, doesn't mean that we're still not doing as much as we can. And I just think that sometimes it's so easy, I'm sure, from the outside looking in to be like, oh, well, you look healthy. You're not, you know, in a wheelchair, you have mobility. And just because I don't look, you know, chronically ill doesn't mean that I'm not. And when my husband was needing to go to the doctors and stuff a couple of weeks ago, he was dealing with a lot of symptoms that I have. Like a lot of things that he was saying was different things that I deal with. And when I would, you know, tell him like, that really sucks. I deal with that too. Or, you know, I was explaining the spoon theory to him and being like, because I have before, but I feel like he didn't fully understand it. So then when I was like re-explaining it to him, he's like, yeah, this is exactly how I feel. I feel like I have no spoons and it's taking like 3 or 4 spoons just to do stuff to function. And the only thing that he wasn't really dealing with was like a migraine. Like he had a headache at one point and he was a little bit nauseous one day. And he at one point looked at me and I feel like I've hardly ever, like it's one of the most seen moments I've felt like in my life or, in, you know, let alone my marriage. And he looked at me at one point and was like, hey, you know, this really stinks. And if this is like half of how you feel on a daily basis, then, you know, you still do so much. And I'm really sorry that this is how you feel all the time. And he is not like this, but he did say, you know, like if I've ever made you feel like you have to do more than you can do because, you know, things may be dirtier, there's, you know, dinner wasn't cooked, like I'm sorry if I've ever done that. And he doesn't. He's very much of like, he won't get angry because I know that like saying he gets angry, I feel like sounds really terrible, but he will get, I guess, frustrated with sometimes when I will do too much and then I'll be miserable. And he will be like, I would rather come home and the house be dirtier and have to do some stuff myself than know that you're laying in bed or on the couch miserable because you did too much. Like, don't do that. And it's a lot, even though he is like that, sometimes being me and being the type of person that doesn't like to just sit and do nothing. Like the last several days I've done different things like, you know, the dishes or done laundry, and he'll be like, but you don't need to do that. And I'll be like, well, I need to do something that's productive because otherwise I feel like I wasted a day. And I've said this before, and I'm sure I'll say it again, that sometimes resting and allowing our bodies to, you know, heal as much as it can, being chronically ill, then, you know, sometimes doing that to allow ourselves to get to the next day stronger and be able to have the energy to do all the things that we need to do, sometimes that's all today was meant for. And you can make an impact by just being at home, even if all you did, you know, was reach out to someone and say, hey, I saw your status, I saw you were struggling, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm thinking of you and I'm praying for you. And if that's all you did today, and then, you know, you put your phone away because you can't really be on your phone because you got a migraine or whatever it is, then that's okay. And even if all you did was sleep today and you didn't even reach out to anyone or you didn't do anything, you know, quote unquote productive, I just want you to know that that rest and that sleep and that nap or whatever it is that you did to allow yourself to feel better, that's enough. You are enough by just being. You were created and you have worth and value that isn't tied into what you do. It isn't tied into what you can do for others, what you did for yourself. You are worth it just by being, just by existing. And you do not have to do anything to make yourself worth it. So I don't know how much sense I'm making because I feel like I'm making sense, but I also had really bad aphasia or whatever it's called last night. So I do apologize if this doesn't make sense, but at the same time, you know, we're real and raw and authentic here. But I'm going to go. And I'm going to watch some Law & Order SVU. I'm very, very behind. I'd only seen like a couple episodes here and there. And I then was like, you know what? This is a lot of seasons and I want to watch it. So it's going to take me a very long time to get through it because I'm only on season 5. But, and I can't watch, I don't think, generally like more than 3 episodes depending on how intense they are. But I'm going to go and rest and watch some Law & Order SVU. Until I need to make dinner. And if I start to feel worse, I probably won't do anything for dinner. We'll probably just have leftovers, and that's okay. That's okay. And I can always make what I was planning on making tonight, tomorrow. And yeah, but I hope that you all have a marvelous day and enjoy the episode that's going to be coming out on Friday with Jackie. And we're going to talk all about making an impact and the ripple effect of how impacting one person can change the world. So I hope that you look forward to that episode, and the next several episodes that are coming out each Friday have already been recorded and are just waiting to be released. And I know that they were really great conversations, and I hope that you enjoy them. And I also am going to be recording next month as a guest for some other people's podcasts. So stay tuned for those updates. If you do not follow the beautiful underscore legacy Instagram, I would highly recommend going to do that, because that is where all the behind the scenes stuff, not behind the scenes, but like different things are posted in preparation for upcoming episodes, announcements are made, links are put there. And so when I am on these other podcast episodes, I will be posting on there with where you can listen and all of that. So if you want to make sure that you don't miss those, make sure you go ahead and follow the beautiful underscore legacy Instagram. I also am on Threads, but I'm not really actively posting on there too much at this point, but maybe I will start to do that more. But anyways, I hope you'll have an amazing day. Know as always that you are loved, you are worth it, you are priceless, and I will talk to you all later.